Okay, this is an addendum to the last boo, because I forgot, I didn't make the point very clearly. I've just listened back. The point about groups versus stations was this. With a station, you have a station founder who is the station manager effectively and has full moderation and can assign that moderation down through tiers to other levels of moderators, whether they can schedule shows or whether they can just update the information for the shows or add tags, that kind of thing. And it gives a very clear hierarchy. If you start a station, you're the station owner, you know, you're motivated, you're driven, you're running it. The thing about groups I find is that they can lead to the same apathy that I was talking about in the old game community psychology. I tested for 12 months. It was a successful test. You know, we had 1,500 people in that community when we closed it after 12 months. I had a mental breakdown. I say it was a test that was 12 months. It wasn't. It was going to last. It was a test that was an accidental success, to a great extent. But it did, like I say, there was an apathetic element that crept in after 6 months or so. If you introduce groups as the way that people communitize or whatever on Audioboo, then first of all, I think you don't send as clear a message as to what we're doing here, which is producing audio that goes out and is archived in our RSS streams or whatever. And you also don't produce such a ready-made structure for normal group psychology with, you know, your typical alpha, your omega, and your beta, you know, and all the followers and the watchers and whatever. You create, for example, say you create the mental health group. Joining that group to me would make me, I guess, listen to the content in that group. It would be interesting. That's what I'd be interested in it, but it wouldn't feel a particularly focused part of the web. It wouldn't feel like it was a channel that was all about advocating or talking about people's mental health problems, both people themselves, people who work with people with mental health problems, people who can offer advice to people who've got mental health problems. Concentrating on mental health because it's obviously a subject close to my heart, but say let's change that to poetry. If you have a poetry group, you have lots of disparate poets. I don't think disparate's the right word actually, but random poets chucking stuff into the poetry group, and you can easily go there and listen to the poetry, and that's all very nice. If you have a poetry station, then someone's thought hard before starting it. They've not just been the first person to think, "Oh, let's do poetry." They've decided they want the responsibility of scheduling of the broadcast content and all the rest of it. And anyone in who belongs to the station or even listeners can follow that station's output, all of it, as individual boos. But equally, there'll be a show on the station that you can come onto at any time on the Audioboo site and just listen to the content. It's a pick and mix format, I guess, in that you can go and find the content individually, but there's also the option of the station owner scheduling everything, moderating it so that it all pops up and streams at certain times, as a live stream into, you know, just as an FM, into iTunes. So you could literally tune into the mental health station on Audioboo and just listen to the whoever was running that group's schedule for the day. You could also have the option as a group owner, or sorry, station owner, of auto scheduling. So just anyone that tags or any member of your station that makes a boo with a specific tag appears next up, and while your content's filling up, while you haven't got full 24 hours content, you could schedule repeat schedules, you know, that sort of thing. Immediately you'd be creating the ability for anyone to broadcast an internet radio station using Audioboo, with the only extra work for them being a tag and the presumption that there was someone taking an interest and running a station that dealt with their subject. And in fact, there's bound to be random stations, and these can all be mapped on a Google mashup. So you can view the world of Boo. I mean, I'll do it on Uboo for a start. It will be no, it's already there. It's ready and made. So you can just tune into any part of the world and listen to the stations coming out of that part of the world. There you go. Well, that was meant to be a quick addendum. It's now 5 minutes. I've run out of time. So yeah, hope I'm not just randomly gibbering.